Becca Blackwell, comedian, writer, actor, truth communicator, suggested listening. A good walk in the trees, find some nature, wind, or some chirping birds. Pep talk begins in five breaths.
Hey, how you doing? Maybe not so good. Or maybe really good. Either way, it's fine. Because the wonderful thing is that feeling will pass. If you're feeling great, it'll pass. If you're feeling shitty, it'll pass. I'm here to tell you that no matter where you are, you can just try and ground yourself. Maybe there's something that you're not sure if you want to do or not. And the best thing to do is to sit with yourself and really listen to see if this is something you want to do. Like right now. Maybe there's something, a job you have, or someone offered you something, or an opportunity's come up, and you're not sure if you want to do it or not. And you use the whole adage like, is it going to pay me a lot of money? Or does it bring joy to my life? Or is it going to help my career? And you still don't know this decision. But something inside you knows if it's good for you or not. But we've kind of stopped learning how to listen to that. And some people might call it your instincts or your guts, but we're still a very cerebral society. So what I want you to do is I want you to take the thing that you're unsure of, and I want you to just close your eyes. And I want you to just imagine where you are when you feel true joy. I want you to think of a time where you felt such joy coursing through your whole body that nothing else mattered. All the things that had maybe made you upset couldn't even touch you in this moment. I want you to hold on to that moment. I want you to feel it with your whole body. I want you to have the tips of your toes remember this feeling all the way through your entire body to the very top hairs of your head. Even if you only have one hair on your head, I want that one hair to feel that memory so your whole body feels that feeling of joy, that feeling of excitement, that feeling that you can just live in that moment forever. I want you to remember that feeling until you feel it coursing through you. And then you start to feel almost the same feeling that you had in that moment feeling right now. That's how powerful you are. Is that you can take a memory from that moment and bring it here right now to you, and your whole body will recall that moment and feel that moment as though it's happening. Now that joy that you feel in this moment, that's the thing you want to keep finding in anything you do. If you have to walk your dog and you don't feel like it, remember this memory and then bring it to this moment. And then you have this joy while walking your dog. Or maybe go into a job you don't want to do. You can bring this moment in here and have that feeling come through your body. And then you'll start to maybe see things just on your walk to work or the transportation subway or whatever you take. You can start bringing that in. This is the kind of powerful thing that you have for yourself. And no one else can do this for you but you, because you're the only one who has access to all your memories. And you're the only one who knows really what makes you truly, truly, truly happy. So I want you to sit here for just a few seconds, holding that memory of what it felt like to feel joy and excitement in your body. And have that feeling in your body. And now when these things come up to you, like, do I want to take this job? Or do I want to go on a date with this person? Or is this an opportunity I really want to pursue? I want you to see if those things bring a feeling of joy inside you. Even if it's this feeling of joy that's from the future, is that something that you can connect to? And if it isn't, then don't do it. Start listening to your fucking body, because your body will never lie to you. it will always tell you really what it wants to do, because it really does want you to live your life with all of the wonderful things. Your body doesn't want to be in pain. Your body doesn't want to feel alienated or not strong or agile or flexible. But your body does take on whatever your brain and your feelings are, because it's in conversation with you. But what it's waiting for you is to you to start talking back with it, and so that you can have this relationship with it. And your body will tell you what you want. It'll tell you what you want more honestly than your mind will know. Because our minds are all stuck in this bullshit of like, well, what about this person? What do they think of me? And all this crap. But if you really sit with your body and listen, you will always know what you want. Do you hear that? That is you knowing what is best for you. Only you know what is best for you. No one else. You can do this. You know the life you desperately want to live. You know how you want to feel every day. You are powerful. You're fucking amazing. And you wouldn't be here right now if your body didn't already know that. So get your brain on the same page as how much your body loves you. You are incredible. You're fucking awesome. There's a reason you're here and you're living it. And life is about enjoying it, even in its obstacles. I love you. You can do this.